Today, at approximately 8:25 a.m., an off-duty Milwaukee police officer was involved in a minor vehicle accident on the 4800 block of West Mill Road while on his way to work. Both drivers pulled over and exited their vehicles. As they were assessing the accident, the driver of the other vehicle approached the off-duty officer and pulled a firearm. That subject proceeded to strike the off-duty officer in the face with his firearm. The off-duty officer drew his department-issue firearm, and the two individuals exchanged gunfire, and the subject was struck. The subject, a 26-year-old male, was pronounced deceased at the scene. No one else was struck by the gunfire. The officer was conveyed to the hospital for treatment of injuries sustained during the incident. That officer who discharged his duty weapon during this incident is a 40-year-old male with over 21 years of service. The officer will be placed on administrative duty as is routine in an officer-involved shooting investigations. The Milwaukee Area Investigative Team will be investigating this incident. The West Allis Police Department is the leading agency. A video of this incident will be released in accordance to Standard Operating Procedure 575. This is a fluid and ongoing investigation. Questions?
Chief, describe that moment. They both get out of the car. According to you, the man pistol whips the officer, and then the man fires a shot at the officer?
So, and to clarify some with the comments here, there is a lot of stuff going on in social media right now, and I want to ask the public to very much have patience in regards to this process. As I just said, there will be a video that released this particular situation. Now, I'm not going to go into too much of the details, but during the time when the officer who was off duty was assessing the situation, he was struck in the mouth, and that's when there had gunfire exchange between the two of them. This was a moment where they were just looking at a minor vehicle accident. And this is a story that happens too often in our community here. How does a minor accident change into a deadly force situation? Unacceptable. We have to be better than this. There is no place for violence for these particular type of minor or even just argumentative disputes. So yes, during that incident, there was gunfire exchange.
From both parties?
Absolutely.
Who shot first?
The duel is still going on in regards to figuring out in regards to how this all unfolded. This is still a fluid investigation, but there was shots exchanged between both parties.
You recovered a gun on scene?
There was a firearm recovered. There was a gun, yes.
You mentioned video. The officer, I believe, was in plain clothes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
He didn't have a body camera on. What video do you have?
We have video. It will be released according to the investigative procedures that we have there. But there is video, very clear video of this incident.
Any plans to release it sooner, given the temperature 5 blocks from where we stand?
So, again, let me clarify how this process works. We have a process that we work with the Fire and Police Commission about how things are released. There are certain, by the rules of engagement, that we work with our community about what is the process of releasing the video. I ask for patience. I ask for understanding that what we write aligns with what we see. But there are certain individuals who are part of this process allowed to be able to watch and see this video before everyone else does. And we're going to respect that process.
One more question.
I'm sorry, you got to speak up, ma'am.
Did the off-duty officer identify himself as a police officer to the man who was shot?
So that's still being watched in regards to getting the full details of it. I know there was words exchanged, but to the full extent of it, we don't have the information at this time, but we will be able to report out a little bit later. You had a question?
Have you seen the video? Have you watched all the surveillance video yourself, Chief?
Yes, I watched it.
And what do you see in that video?
My press statement.
Can you clarify if it was the officer
who was hit or
with the car or the officer who hit the other car?
You gotta say that question again.
Can you clarify which car hit which? If the officer hit the person who then had the gun or vice versa?
So I know they were involved in a vehicle collision. Again, to get the details, as they're trying to report out to the community as fast as possible, we know that there was a collision that occurred. In regards to how that all transpired, we're still watching and looking at the investigation. We still have to interview you know, our officer is being hospitalized. So it's definitely an ongoing investigation that we will update as possible. One more question, though.
What are his injuries, Chief?
So we don't disclose the full nature of the injuries. I know that he's getting checked out of the hospital at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.